USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new Middle East peace plan at the White House. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday.
Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future, and governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy.
Also going on in Washington.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. While the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump.
And with that, the final day of the opening statements in the impeachment trial of President Trump are underway. The president's legal team must conclude their arguments on Tuesday. The next phase of the impeachment trial will be senators asking both sides questions. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There's a warning out there about a very common medication. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The head of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners is blowing the whistle on the overuse of medications containing acetaminophen. They say it results in an estimated 59,000 emergency room visits and 38,000 hospitalizations every year. The president of the association, Sophia Thomas, says the maximum daily dose of acetaminophen should be 4,000 milligrams, but she says taking more than that can lead to liver damage. Acetaminophen is found in over 600 prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines used to treat colds, coughs, and fever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The bodies of two U.S. pilots are on their way home. U.S. forces recovered the crew from the scene of where a military plane crashed in Afghanistan on Monday. It crashed in an area controlled by the Taliban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pro-life Democratic voter Kristen Day grills Mayor Pete on the lack of diversity and inclusiveness when it comes to party members like her. Now, this all took place at a Fox News town hall.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat.
Would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party to ensure that the party of diversity and inclusion really does include everybody?
The best I can offer is that we may disagree on that very important issue, and hopefully we will be able to partner on other issues.
Now, after that exchange, Day was on Fox News and asked if Mayor Pete answered her question.
No, really, there's only one right answer to that question. You know, but I would first of all say that when I asked him the question, I didn't ask him where he stood on abortion. That was not my question at all. And the fact that he took that opportunity to double down and sort of alienate pro-life Democrats even further, just showed me that he does not want our vote. He doesn't want us to in the party. Because if he did, he would say, of course, we're a big tent party that includes everybody. And, you know, I'm willing to discuss platform language with you. But, you know, he could say then reinforce that he's pro-choice and, you know, let's find ways that we can work together.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger explodes only 73 seconds after liftoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.